views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave, from LA, and today is a Wives Wednesday. So Brother Davis is in queue, ready to go, and will be the host of Wives Wednesday today. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give Brother Davis a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056, and you could just say, excuse me, Brother Davis will hear you, and you can have your question or comment made. So we're going to have a live show for today, and I just want to say thank you all. Sorry, yesterday I took food poisoning because I always try to eat a couple of hours before the show, and oh, man, boom, not a good look. I think I had remnants of it from the weekend, and it just got into something else, and then, man, that was pretty much it. So, so if any of you ever have food poisoning, not cool at all. So just want to thank you all. Brother Davis is here in queue. So we're going to jump into some of our usual things, some of our administrative things, and we'll jump into what's in the news, and we'll turn it over to Brother Davis for another great Wives Wednesday. Okay, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website and making a donation there. And you could do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Also, you can really support the network by being a member in its private BTR community. It's a social media platform, a private social media platform, membership only, where you can post things about yourself, your business, or events that you think need to have more public awareness, or things that you think should get more public attention. So you can do that. All of your social media activities can be done in a more organic and a more sincere way with and through Black Talk Radio Network and BTR community that was established by this network for only $24 a year. And there is a free 30-day trial period so that you can see the platform, see how it works, and you can engage in what, you know, in a more authentic social media activities, you know, because way before even stuff came out about FedBook, all of you kind of knew from some of the stuff that we were saying and just knew from your own. You knew it was all set up and rigged. Well, they came out and admitted it, you know, a couple of years, a year and a half after Black Talk Radio Network was set up. So we, you know, here we try to keep you abreast of things and in front of things as much as we possibly can. So definitely just drop that. Come on over to BTR, or if you want to keep it, but have it to where you actually are very selective in what you post inside of that platform, FedBook. You should be wise about it. Be wise. So come on over to BTR community. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full service precious metals company. You could check out what's in inventory, then email and just tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will get back to you explaining the buying process. It is not a sales pitch that you'll be given. It's some very pertinent information that you need to know, okay? So that is how that's done. Okay, so, man, let's get into let me jump into some of the things that was in the news. All right, so here we go. I didn't miss yesterday's what was in the news, so we'll carry that over to definitely to tomorrow and put that in. So hopefully we'll get to do that. Watch this gas. Gas is really, really on the move, y'all, as y'all can start to see. And, you know, just be mindful of that and be ready for any and everything, okay? So, all right, so first article posted inside of Tando Radio Show's thread, and it comes from NBC News. Is Israel preparing for a war with Iran? So check out that article from NBC Nothing But Criminals News. So, a.k.a. NBC News. Check out that article. Next article, this one came from Hanny. This one is possible location for North Korea-U.S. summit narrowed down to two sites. I think it's already been decided it's going to be now in the DMZ. So check out that article, and we're going to carry that more tomorrow, and then on Financial Friday, we're going to be looking at the gold repatriation that's happening. And I'm going to tell you firsthand, ladies and gentlemen, this has definitely happened. People that are in the know are moving quickly to be ready for the new economic standards. And that is not going to be by the paper coupon known as the U.S. dollar bill. All right. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the Washington Free Beacon. Trump. We're seriously thinking of a sixth military branch called the Space Force. It should really read, we're seriously thinking about creating the sixth military branch called Space Force. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump on Tuesday told yesterday West Point Black Knights football team he and his administration is seriously thinking about creating a sixth military branch. A sixth branch in the military called the Space Force. Now, why do you think that is? So we'll talk about that later on.
Hey, Dave.
So very, very important.
Hey, Dave, real quick.
Yes.
Basically, all he's saying is we're going to militarize NASA if it wasn't already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. Which, and Scotty's absolutely right, because if you look, NASA is already militarized, because look at all of its commanders. Look at everyone that flies it. Look at its astronauts. The astronauts that are in control of the overall flight are all military personnel. They're all military personnel. So now they have other astronauts that do other things, but the flight ones can only be from the military itself. Why? Because it's a military vessel. It's a military operation. It's military engagement. So, right, Scotty, absolutely. NASA is a military organization by far. Very, very true. Next article from Sputnik News. Israeli, listen to this, and some of this may be going on as we speak right now over in Syria. There may be further engagement that Israel is taking against Israel may be taking against Syria, Iran, and Russia in that overall theater of operations, which I now can really deem as a hot zone. Sputnik News: Israeli Prime Minister given power to declare war with only defense minister's approval. The Middle East. Now this tells everything. The Foreign Affairs and Defense Committees, as well as the Constitution, Laws and Justice Committees, originally decided against the proposal, but it was later passed in the Knesset during a second and third reading. What is this? What's this going on, y'all? They have now in the Knesset, and that's like the the equivalent to the U.S. Congress or the British Parliament, has now the Constitution, the law, the Justice Committee, they all said no to this originally. Now they have removed themselves from being able to declare war and have given it to the Prime Minister with only the approval of one other person, that being the Defense Minister. Because now, here's the significance of that. They can declare war at a moment's notice at any time without seeking approval or even letting anyone know that they've declared war, because there is no declaration. Because it really will be decided upon them. So this is critical. Why is this critical? This had everything to do with Monday's briefing that Netanyahu had in Israel. Critical moment in the Israeli, we talked about it on Monday, Israeli stock market crashed. They closed airspace and informed their so-called allies of what they were doing, because they're saying Iran is setting up for an attack on Israel. Well, Israel has been attacking Iran, and they're all complaining about them having a nuclear program when Israel has had a secret nuclear program and has had a admitted nuclear program and is the only country that has never, ever, ever signed the nuclear proliferation treaty and refused to abide by it all. And there's no sanctions. There's no attack by Tomahawk missiles that they would have to shoot down. There is no garrison of naval armada, nor of garrisoning of troops against them, nor there is their invasion of the country. So what's up? Where's the double standard? The double standard is, you know, it's control, y'all. It's control. This is how the system controls the world. It does it by dominion. The system allows certain groups of people that have dominion over the classes, so to speak, of people, and they change the overall dominion call from time to time. And there's going to be a change from this present dominion hierarchy, and the hierarchy will stay in place, but it will be, have a new face. I believe the new face will be out of the East. Then the next new face will be a black face from somewhere else. After that, those decades and those centuries go by. This is how the system stays in place. It's a trick. So check out that article. And this is very, very critical. We will definitely touch on this tomorrow as well. Very, very, very important. This overall tells that the Israeli Prime Minister and the Defense Minister already have actually declared war. They're just waiting to give the overall decree of it and to announce it. You don't do this unless that's what is already been done and is moving towards that. So that's just like in the U.S., Congress no longer gets to declare war. All only thing that needs to be done is for Trump to say, yep, I just declared war. And you want to give it to a war hawk like Netanyahu and his defense minister? Ooh, that's because they're using it and plan on expanding it right into your household, into your families, by the drafting of your daughters and your sons for their cause and march of death and depopulation program. Better be aware of these things. Next article, got this from RT International. Global debt bubbles to all-time high of $164 trillion. You must be kidding. Global debt is way past $164 trillion. That's the U.S. alone. The U.S. is probably higher than that. U.S. is admitted at $20 trillion. Is above $164 trillion of coupons. So check out that. You know, I'm going to just say one of the things that's very, very important. I hope you all get this. J.P. Morgan gave a big, big clue to everyone. When J.P. Morgan said, gold is money, everything else is credit. Everything else is debt. Everything else is debt. And there was a lot of, man, there was so much to that statement. Excuse me, J.P. Morgan. I think I said J.P. Morgan Chase. It was J.P. Morgan that said it. J.P. Morgan said, "Gold is money. Everything else is credit." That establishes the lie against you. And because we are ignorant to how the financial world works and how it really works, we become prey to it. We become victim to it. And we even give ourselves over to it unknowingly. Very, very important. Next article, got this from the Waking Times. Researchers explain how electromagnetic fields damage your health. Check out that article. So those were the articles for today. I want to jump it over to Brother Davis for a Wise Wednesday. At any time, if you would like to jump in on the conversation with Brother Davis, give him a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And just ask your question. And I'm going to tell you, I think it's very, very, very important that this ask your questions with Brother Davis now, because there may be a time where you wish you had asked a question or made a comment. Comment so that it helps others as well as yourself. So a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So engage in the overall conversation, because Brother Davis has some of the best shows on Wise Wednesday. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
My brother, Brother Davis. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I hope you guys got pencils and pieces of paper together. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I will never do this show again. I never started a show like that. So I'm telling you now, what you're going to get tonight is a one-time offering. And the reason why is because first, with all of the stuff that's going on in the world, I have to give you some clarity. And the reason why I'm going to give you clarity is because I have to take you into another level of the metaphysics of what's behind this. So, if you want to take a minute to get a pencil and a piece of paper, that'd be good. Because I'm going to tell you something. All of this stuff that is happening because of time, cause, and effect. Now, why do I say cause and effect? Because they're forcing things to happen to appear as though they are. Let me say that again. They're forcing things to happen to appear as though they are. The sad part about it is that a lot of us fail to realize the importance of the content that I'm about to give you, because it deals directly with you. You see, we live in two realms. Although we live one life, we live in a subjective realm and a objective realm. Now, a lot of you probably are saying, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you have to make a decision, and it's like, oh, wow, I shouldn't. That's the duality of life. You're not, you don't have a market on that. We all go through it in some manner or another. That's the perfect reflection of the objective and the subjective. And the reason why I'm pointing that out to you is because we have been taught wrong for so long that we think it's right. And it's not. I'm going to start biblically, okay? For those of you who are Christians and know the Bible and the history, the first book that was written by, they say, Moses was the Torah. Okay? Now, the Torah was written for the Jews who were, they felt, the bloodline of Abraham. All right? Be very clear about that. Now, they were what they called themselves as the true Jews. Okay, so let's say that they are the objective realm. They have teachings, they have foundations, they have a direction. Then there are the Jews that are in Israel now. These are Zionist Jews. The concept of Zionist only started in the late 1800s. These are not the Jews of the Bible. Let me be very clear, because these are the Jews of the creation. Remember what I said? And make things appear so they are, but they are not. Now, a lot of you may not know, but these two facets of Judaism are always clashing. Because, see, the original Jews know that they were not entitled to a homeland. For those who are biblical scholars, they could give you a little more backup on that. I don't want to follow that because it goes so in the entail. But since the deception of the society today is so great that when Hitler decided that he was going to dispose of Jews, not because they were religious, not because he just was a racist, okay? There was a very powerful Jew who made a phone call or dispatched an envoy. And that's how the Balfour Agreement came about. And that Jew was, I'm not sure if it was Andrew or Andre Rothschilds, but it was the father. Now, why did he do this? Because he wanted those Jews to have a safe place. And therefore, him being an Austrian Jew, now let me repeat that, him being an Austrian Jew was already a part of the Zionist Pact. So when the Balfour Agreement came about, it was initiated by Britain, but because Britain's whole financial system was controlled by the Rothschild system, they agreed. Now, I keep bringing back the realms of the objective and the subjective. And the reason why I'm bringing that, because this is where we are today, okay? Everything you see that's going on around you, that literally has nothing to do with you directly, but it does indirectly, is because they're trying to make the Bible true. Now, for those of you who are scholars in Christianity, please look this up. Because, see, I too was once where you were. And when I did my due diligence, I began to realize, well, there's more to this. And the more I went down the rabbit hole, the more I began to see there was a whole lot more to this. So, as we go on in tonight's show, I wanted to point that out to you, first of all, because then you'll begin to see much more clear where I'm about to take you. And the reason why I'm about to take you here is because through my due diligence, I have found out many things. And many of these things are very positive for us. Because literally, we have not known them, so we could not grow in them. But as I expose these things to you tonight, please, do your due diligence. Don't take my word for it. And the reason why I say that is because the information is out there. You might have to dig a little bit, but one thing about a revelation, when you have it, regardless of what people say to you, you are, it's yours. You know. One of the unique things that they don't want you to know is that your vessel, which is your body, let me be very clear about this, your vessel literally was designed to house a spirit in evolution. Now, what do I mean by a spirit in evolution? I mean this spirit that you possess, that is you, is sacred. And the reason why it was placed in the vessel was to have a time space experience. You see, when you're dealing on the metaphysical level, energy moves, transforms, and in some cases it collates. But it could not have the type of experience that it is having in this vessel. Now, this vessel is a part of the Creator. Let me be very clear about this. As an ocean is great and mighty, when it splashes on the rocks and that drop falls on the rock, is it not still part of the ocean? It goes into a cyclic process at that point, where the rock is being heated, the ocean water is being evaporated, and it goes back into a cycle of continuum. It rises into the clouds, there's a natural process which causes it to rain, it returns to the ocean. This is what you call the cyclic process. We all go through it, we're plants. That's why plants have a seed time and a harvest time. And it's time of bounty. Now, what is a time of bounty? That's when it's at its most maximum state of energy. That when you consume it, it can give you the fullness of its purpose. And see, understand that in its totality, because before I told you that your food communicates with you. And a lot of you were like, that's interesting. Well, how does that happen? But you smell it. When you bite into a tomato, you see the juices that run off through your mouth. It's starting a process in your body. When you see it, the communication starts. When you know you're going to get it, the communication starts. You see, this vessel that we possess is far beyond your ability to imagine, because we were taught containment through Westernism. They don't want you to realize what they've only found out maybe, let's say, if I just took a leap of faith, I'd say probably in the late 40s, early 60s. You see, it took them that long to translate all of the libraries of Babylon and Alexandria and Ethiopia and the Nile Valley. When they stored all of that information, they didn't really understand how to interpret it. And today, they interpret a lot of it wrong because they have no idea of what we call the universal order of law of sound or tone. You see, they were trying to make words out of what they saw, but what they really were looking at were tones. That's why you hear that when you say Sun Ra, actually, there are two sounds connected to form something greater than what it appears. Okay? You could say Amen, Amen. You see what I'm saying? Two sounds that form something greater than it appears. Our biggest fault as a people today is that we have been so programmed and denigrated to the point that we are beginning to believe what they say to be true, and that's where they wanted us. All of this history that we have, all of this destruction that was brought upon us, was to literally sever our ability to be able to tap into a universal intuitive gene that they did not know existed, but exists in all men. That's how they can find your bloodline. See, they don't want you to know that in reality, the reason why they changed your name was because your original name was not named. It was sounds. Perfect example. Zulu. Sounds. Nairobi, sounds. Kenya, sound. Al-Kubala, sound. But they didn't know the connection to these sounds, to the environment and the people in that environment. We are going to understand the importance of that. And we are about to step into a realm of intuitiveness, or should I say the return of intuitiveness. Some of us are going to be very intellectual about it, and some of us are going to be very stupid about it. It's just a nature. Because in one realm is the subjective realm, which is chaos. Everything is subject to the subjective realm. It's chaos. The objective realm is what is being made out of the chaos. So let me give you some clarity here. You have the potter's wheel. All the Christians heard the concept of the potter's wheel. Well, when the potter puts the clay on the wheel, the clay is in the subjective state. It has to be pounded. It has to be heated. It has to be molded. It has to be fitting for what's next. So in this fitting process, a lot of things are going on. And the reason is because it must be put in a state in which it can be worked into an object. Pottery, maybe a bowl, cup, whatever. Now, the reason why I'm putting this out to you is because that's what is happening here in society. Society wants to keep you in a state of chaos. And that's why they do what they do. That's why they constantly have people make music that denigrates our women, and they focus on our women first and our children second. Why? Because children come from the woman's natural process. Let me repeat that. Children come from the woman's natural process. See, the male is the contributor, okay? He contributes. But the woman is the processor. It has to go, it has to have a contributor to have a process. This is how the balance is kept. What you see going on around you, and I'm quite sure you all heard the concept of pan-humanism from Janelle Monica talked about her sexuality as pan-humanism. Well, the reason why you're hearing these tones is because these were the altars that they're creating today that were a part of a past mythology. And the reason why they're doing it is because literally a lot of the Egyptian teachings are based on mythology. Not that they weren't true, but this is how they were conveyed. Like you have in the Bible, parables. Okay? This is how they're conveyed. We must understand it is our responsibility to rise for what is to come. Who do you think is going to repair all of this? Your spirit is in a vessel for a purpose. And this purpose is for you to have a God nature in a human condition. With an option. What is your option? Your option is your will. The sad part about it is a lot of people don't even see that as an option, because their egos are so involved, they see it as a choice. It's not a choice. And the reason why it's not a choice is because a choice could be manipulated. An option must be chosen out of free will. There's a difference. Society has mangled so much of the natural order of education so that we are designed to fit into the mold, to stay on track to how they want civilization to be in order for them to flourish. There's nothing to do with the truth. Because if you want to get to the truth, the original queen of England was a black woman. Queen Elizabeth Charlotte or something like that. Queen Charlotte or something. But she was originally a black woman. But you will never Spirit Union say that. Matter of fact, the city of Charlotte has something to do with her name. Now, the reason why I'm trying to open this door to you is because you have no idea for the power that lays dormant in your objective realm. You're living in the subjective realm. Until you take control and become the potter, you will stay in that realm. Some people like it. Matter of fact, there's certain places where you hear people say things like, sin is sensuously, enticingly pleasurable. They don't tell you ultimately it's destructive, but all of those other things are lures. And let's face it, people indulge it. But that's only because it's a Christian description. In reality, it was a choice that people thought they had. And it wasn't a choice at all. It was an act of their will. It's a big difference. Because see, when you act out of your will, you submit yourself to the moral standard of whatever the action is required of you. And sometimes that action can be very detrimental to you. But the reason why you don't pay attention to it immediately is because there's no cost to pay. They're letting you know that. There ain't no cost to pay at all. Don't worry about it. Oh, man, look, I know it ain't what you wanted to do, but go ahead and enjoy yourself. Do you realize that most of the rappers today that have raced to stardom have sold themselves out mentally, physically, and spiritually? And I don't know what to do. They're stuck in a state of chaos. Perfect example, Kanye West. I tell you, sometimes, you know, it is better for people to think you are a fool than rather you open your mouth and prove it. I see that as a caveat. I'm moving you into an area right now where I want you to understand that if you are living in the subjective realm, you can take control and you can redesign yourself for the gifts that awaits you in the objective realm. And the reason why is because they're there. They're waiting for you to evolve to the level to receive them. I hear so many people say, oh, it's your birthright. It's only your birthright if you take advantage of it. If you don't take advantage of it, no, it's not your birthright. And in order to take advantage of it, you must evolve to the extent that you will understand what you are doing. I have a license plate, and on my license plate it says,
hey, Brother Davis.
Thyself. Someone in queue, you give your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yeah, this brother Scotty, and I do want to encourage listeners, if you have something to add, another perspective to share, please do so. You give us a call at 704-802-5056. That's 704-802-5056. You hit star to take yourself out of the queue. If I'm not at the board, just say, excuse me, Brother Davis will hear you, but please watch your background noise. So, Brother Davis, do I have to fight? Let me rephrase that. Among my other family members who might be trying to take something, you know, that's my birthright, but do we have to fight for birthrights? Is my question basically? Basically, my birthright tells me that, for example, I look at this family land as a birthright by being a descendant of a family named Rankin. So that's my birthright and the decisions by the elders to say that we're going to set aside so much land and it's going to be for family use. So I look at that as my birthright. I shouldn't I shouldn't have to jump through all these different hoops and go to court to get my birthright, should I?
Well, you shouldn't, but in the time that we live where people who created the laws have designed them laws to be suitable for their choices, you may have to. I'm not saying that they're going to have any power over you, but you live in a system of laws designed for those to proliferate themselves.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah, I understand that. Now, on the flip side of that, we are going to have to take the county of North Carolina, a couple of banks, and the individual homeowners, which one individual white homeowner has already admitted to one of my family members that that's not his property. And he asked my cousin, he said, when y'all get y'all land back, y'all gonna let me stay. And so there is a record. Now, you say, I'm in agreement with you in saying how people in the system will try to cheat you out your birthright. So, yes, we are going to have to take them to court. But there's evidence of that birthright, though. We just can't go in there and say we're descendants of the Catawba tribe or we have a Cherokee ancestor and therefore we're entitled to this land. The courts ain't going to recognize that because the Cherokee and the Catawba signed treaties giving up land rights. So what we're going to have to do is go by the titles and the deeds that bear that rank and family name. So I'm in agreement with what you're saying, but even when the system is aligned against you and they have stolen your birthright for you, you should be on your due diligence, like you say, and gather the evidence to get back what was yours.
I agree, brother, and I'm going to say that's happened all over the South, and I encourage people that are in that situation, look into the family tree and look and find the oldest church and see what churches stem from the oldest church, because those churches had records of family ties. That was one of the foundations of the early churches. It had nothing to do with the fact that they owned the land, but it had to do with the fact that this was a family who was a part of the church, who begot this, who begot that. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of that time, a lot of that information may still be around. So if that is the case, then literally, that is something you may want to tap into. And the sad part about it is that we're forced to that. We are forced to that because we don't have a choice. We're fighting a system that has already thought that it has a right to take whatever they want. So, listen, brother, I can identify exactly what you're saying. I would say keep your due diligence strong, and also I would even seek out other families in the area, maybe in North Carolina or in your area, to whatever media means that are available that may be facing this circumstance, because there are families that have come up with solutions that we may not know who would be willing to converse with you just so that they can give you insight on what they did. So, I mean, I think that's a powerful position to be in if you have ability to tap into that. But if not, I'm telling you, be on your due diligence, because these people, they do what they tell you the devil does. They steal, kill, and destroy. Which brings me back to tonight's show. Scotty, is there anything you want to add? Anything else you want to add? Okay. Now, the reason why I say it leads me back to tonight's show is because literally, we fail to realize the power these people have been able to unmask just because they stole what they thought were relics, but literally it was a heritage of whole races of people, whole tribes of people. And the sad part about it is that now, even now, matter of fact, the Ethiopians are petitioning the crown of England for relics that they have stolen from the libraries, the great libraries of Ethiopia, and have them on display. There's no question that they have them. So where we are now, they expect it to happen sooner or later. You know, here's one of the, matter of fact, one of the curators said, well, we don't feel as though we have to give them back, just to let them go on loan in a country of their origin may not be out of the question. And the person said, but you stole them. If someone comes to England and steals from England, would England win it back? You know, the guy said, that is not the question. You know why? Because they know what they would do. And that's why the Ethiopians at this particular time, I know there's other groups, don't get me wrong, that are doing the same thing. But they happen to be in the news now, if you want to Google that. And the sad part about it is that, once again, these people who had no right to nothing, all they had was the ability to kill. And they were very good at it. They were very good at it. But see, one of the things that I want you to understand is that is only in the subjective realm. You see, they already understand they have no power in those other realms. They have not, their minds have not evolved to that point. Now, am I saying that no descendants of white people have the ability to tap into what we are talking about? No, that's not what I'm saying. Because believe me, there are conscious white people out there every day that are trying to break new barriers in manners of metaphysics, that when they don't, they create a story. Perfect example is the Hadron Collider. Now, they won't tell you that they're trying to release demons from another dimension, but that's what they're trying to do. I mean, don't make sense to us. I mean, I can't understand the purpose behind something like that. But that is what they're trying to do. Make no mistake. And the reason why I'm trying to give you an understanding of all this is because, literally, we have not yet risen to take in our rightful position as the students of life. See, that's what our ancestors were. They were students of life. And everything living, they curated. That is our responsibility. Now, what's so unique about that is being students of life and curators of the same term, they grew in areas far beyond our imagination. Why? Because we have been contained on purpose. We have been left in the dark because they don't want you to know the truth. And I'm going to tell you, I don't even know all of the truth, by no means. One thing about metaphysics and time and space and spirituality, there's a constant evolution of purpose that we should be trying to rise to. You see, that's why the concept of human being, no, that they created that. You see, that vessel that the spirit was placed in was called being. Your spirit was being. I hope y'all pick up this dynamics on a spiritual level. When your spirit is being, then it's purposeful for something. Okay? The best part that I want you to understand that is they took the concept of being, but they put a negative connotation on it, like hue. Why hue? Because it starts separation from the moment you say it. They knew exactly what they're doing. That's why I tell you that they use the universal laws against us every day. You hear that radio go on, you see that TV set come up, they're using the very teachings that our forefathers had studied for centuries to understand. And half of those teachings are probably more than wrong, but they're correct enough to affect us. When I say correct enough to affect us, look at us as a people. Look at our condition. We have no business living in the condition that we live in. None. And the sad part about that is that those people who are evolving and moving up out of that condition of being ridiculed instead of being brought to a side and say, listen, brother, I see that you have grown in a manner that is purposeful. I too would like to experience this. See, when we start communicating so that we all can grow, we will break down the programming that we all are subjected to. But we must place value on ourselves. That's why all of the shows about self-truth, self-awareness, meditation, to wake up who you are inside. Because I'm going to tell you something, for those people who think you do, you don't have a choice. The next generation of our children right now literally are wondering, will they have to go to war? Understand how I said that? Because see, war nowadays could be so devastating that one strike, it's over. Now here's the catch that I want you to understand, and I'm going to say this very clearly. We might have 30, maybe on the far outside, 50 years of physical confrontation left. Because people are evolving. And they're beginning to realize this is not a solution. Anytime a country can drop bombs overnight and kill a million or half a million people, think about it. You don't want to be a part of that world. So that age is dying off. That age is coming to an end, but it ain't going to be simple, because guess what? They don't want to give up. They don't want to go away. They want this. That's what's happening with the Jews. This is all over the world. This ain't something that's one place. And the propagators, those people who are not only benefiting by it, but are pushing for this destruction, are only doing it because it's against the very dynamics of life. Life is to be celebrated. To them, life is to be destroyed. I don't have to go into a lot of great detail. You've heard of Monsanto's. You've heard of World War I, World War II, Vietnam War, Desert Storm, Korean War. These are all conflicts that killed many, many, many people. And all of these people possessed the spirits. And many of these spirits are engineering the cosmology that is starting to take hold today. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and I'm hoping that you have grasped the first part. Because you must understand, there is an objective and a subjective realm. And you have been living in the subjective realm. Now, I'm going to talk about the potential of self-edification in the objective realm. I'm going to tell you why war will be a thing of the past. I'm going to tell you why the purpose of each individual goes beyond their imagination because of the Western molding. I'm going to tell you why the powers you possess haven't been exposed to you, because you have done nothing to earn them or the knowledge to receive them. But you can do something about that. I want to encourage everybody that's listening. This is Black Talk Radio. We're a nonprofit organization. We bring ideas, creative understanding, as well as insights into what is going on in today's world to help us become better people. If this has been of value to you on any level, please take the time out. Put a priority on making yourself an offering, a soul offering, to the very thing that you see is adding to your purpose. Because guess what? When we come together, they're going to be here. And all we have to do is put our resources in the right spot. The very people who got us to this point will make sure that the way forward is available to us. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. I would never ask you to do what I would not do myself. We're going to go to a break, and after the break, we're going to talk about the objective realm and how we educate ourselves so that we can move out of the chaos. We'll be right back. Yo, Brother Sky.
I think he's coming in now, Brother Davis. Great, great show.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Now, for those of you out there who think that you have done so much negative stuff in your life that you might as well surrender to your evil side, wake up, fool. If you ain't dead, you got work to do. They want you to believe that. That's why Westernism's given you so many avenues of debauchery to go into and find who you are. It's not finding who you are. Do you indulge in those pleasures, those sensualities? And if it does, then have you given yourself to the degree that you have reached the point of no return? Wake up. We got work to do. Do you think this world is going to heal itself? Do you think Fukushima is going to stop? Do you think the water is going to purify itself? Do you think the land is going to heal itself and nutrition is just going to return? That's our job. Do you think that when these people get done with their wars, they're going to go out of their way to change? No. They're going to evolve or die off. Period. That's why they push programs so that they could get the young people to come in and take this program and say, look, we had the lead of it, now you take the lead of it. Like it's a tradition. It's not a tradition. It's destruction. You got to see it for what it is. So you got to be prepared to play in the game. Because guess what? This is our life. I'm not saying that we're at a point now where we have turned into them. No. Some of us have. I hear it all the time. Oh, if the situation was turned, we'd treat them the same way. We are not them. And we have to understand that, because if not, we are not going to give back the wickedness that they've instilled in us all of these years.
Hey, Brother Davis, I see a line open. 736, did you have a question or comment for Brother Davis today? I see your mic is unmuted. Okay, no. Well, pardon the interruption, Brother Davis. Let me ask you a question, though. Would you say that there are some among us that would repay injustice with more injustice. Now, when I say the word injustice, you paying for your crimes, to me, is not injustice. It's justice. But if I'm
going, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if I'm going to engage in the same as I was just talking about with somebody today, where they're talking about, why would victims of slavery stay on the plantation? Well, fear and anger. Anger would cause them to leave. Fear would cause them to stay. When you sit and watch, since you was born here, you know, most of the victims of slavery were born right here. And you're watching mothers having their babies ripped out their bellies and the babies used as alligator bait and men limbs tied to horses where, what they call that, quarter drawing, where they pull the body apart. Just some of the most horrific crimes against humanity. That's not in me, Brother Davis, but I'm not so sure. I ain't saying that this is a prevalent attitude, but I have heard people talk like they would do the same things.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Believe me, I'm not disconnected with the past. All I'm saying is, according to what is to come, we are not them. And those people who feel that they need to get that will get that. We have to be careful in seeking something that can be more destructive than the pleasure of having. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times that same pleasure that you get out of that destructive process just goes into the cycle. And that cycle may deal with your cycle. You're the person who does this, their cycle. And when it comes back around. So we have to understand, we are just like every other plant, only on a higher order. And we grow plants to nourish our bodies. And that is the process of the order. I'm not justifying what Europeans have done, by no means. I have seen some things that literally turn my stomach. Not only that they have done, but that I have participated in too. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I want you to understand, each individual's decision is that individual's decision. If I would have known then what I know now, I would have never went into the Marine Corps. I would have never served this country at all. But like I said earlier, I can't sit back and let the things in my past hold me back for what is waiting for me in my future. Because I know what is before me is much greater than what is behind me. And the sad part about it is that it's not easy to reach this conclusion. All of those people who took the truth test for themselves, they know. And I know some of you might have thought, oh, maybe I didn't catch that. Well, the truth test, remember I told you, was to sit down, write your goals, your aspirations, what you would like to achieve in the next year, and in just 1 week, sit down every day and write what you did to try to make that happen and the emotional feelings that you felt. At the end of that week, you either found out that you were true to yourself or you were deceptive. And twisting a little bit is deceptive. Because I'm going to tell you, truth is a hard pill to swallow. A very hard pill to swallow. When I did this, I did it over and over and over, just to the point where I can be truthful to myself. And then when I was truthful to myself, I began to realize that was the seed that I needed to be able to flourish in other areas. One thing about growing, when you're on a growth process, those things that you need to help you grow come to you. I'm telling you, they literally come to you. Some of the stuff that I'm talking to you about tonight, doors are open for me to find this information. Do you realize that in your present state of mind right now, because of your Western teachings, you do not have the imagination to be able to do what needs to be done here on this earth in the future in order to save it? Because you have no idea what your intuitiveness is. And in most cases, when you say, well, this is what I'm going to do, people say, oh, you can't do that. Okay, I'm rooting for you. I'll pray for you. Because they don't believe it. And in their discouragement, they're discouraging you. So sometimes, and I do this all the time, my wife tells me, when you get quiet, I know you're keeping your truth. And sometimes you have to. I mean, people I love would be out someplace and they would walk up to me and they smoke a cigarette and they blow the smoke in my face, being sociable now, talking, being very verbally abusive and drinking, and then they look at me and say, you know what, man, I don't know what you're doing, brother, but you don't seem like you age. I have to keep my truth to myself. So I ask them, do you really want to know? In most cases, they say, no, I don't want to know. Because truth requires something of you. And they just want to happen. No. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not a bad thing. It's your perspective that makes a difference. Every day I wake up with a smile on my face because it gives me an opportunity to go out here and at least be available to the people I love. And I don't even have to know. Straight up, I had to know. Matter of fact, they had lunch. I told the lady, I said, give me a vegetable wrap, and I started telling her what I wanted and everything. Sister came in, this guy was with her, they was dating. And she got the order in and he looked. And he had this look on his face. He's patting himself down. And he said, wait a minute, to her, right? And she said, okay. She kept right on ordering. So then he realized he didn't have his wallet. She said, you ain't got your wallet. He said, yeah. She said, well, is it in the car? He said, no, it's not in the car. I know where it's at. It's at home. She said, well, you bringing me to blah, 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 blah. I looked at her, I smiled. I said, yo, man. Said, you can't take a date to lunch with no money. He smiled at me and said, brother, I know, it's just a mistake, man. I said, can I treat? He said, pardon me? I said, can I treat? He said, you buy lunch? I said, yeah. He said, okay, well, if you want to, man, just buy hers. I said, no. Treating means both of them. And the brother looked at me. And the sister went on ahead and she got the order and everything. So she got done and she told him to order his sub and he looked at me and said, whatever you want. She didn't even pay no attention to that. Got down to the end where there was cash and I said, excuse me. I said, well, you're not done yet. I want to wrap. And she said, oh, okay. So the brother was looking at me and I said, did you ring that up? She said, yeah. I said, y'all can go. I said, and then I went on and talked about the wrap, doing my wrap. So the clerk looked at me and she said, are you paying for all of this? I said, yeah. She said, oh, okay. She said, that's all she wanted to know. The sister never knew. When the brother walked out the door, the brother said, yo, man. And I turned around and he said, good looking out. And I smiled back and I said, yeah, that's the example. And he looked at me strangely and he said, what do you mean that's the example? I said, your time will come. All you got to do is follow the example and do the same thing. He looked at me and smiled. I said, yeah, brother, you got that. Good looking out. You never know how you're going to affect people. But I know this, the lesson, although he thought was more than he anticipated, because of the way we think, once again, in that box of Westernism, the way that we're taught. If something happened that day, he'll never forget. And when his time will come, and he'll do it too. That's the purpose of all of this. So we are moving from the subjective realm into the objective realm. My objective was to show him that we are out here. And he understands that. And now guess what? He sees himself doing that. He may not see it right away. He may not see himself doing it right away. But he sees himself doing that. These are the processes that we got to go through. And really, it's not something that I go out and do every day, or do I look for the opportunity to do. You have to understand what I said earlier, that when you start to open up these doors, then things will be brought to you for you to be able to grow by. And that was one of them. And it was a growing experience for me because, guess what? I benefit by it. I felt a joy that I cannot describe to you because I was at the right place at the right time and did the right thing. Now, who knows? That may come back to me in another manner. But it's not important. The importance is that we move from the subjective realm into the objective realm so that we can focus on the purposes that we are setting before us so that we can evolve. You see, the reason why your spirit was put in a vessel was to have a time-life experience. The spirit cannot experience taste. It cannot experience feeling. It cannot experience sex. But in this vessel, it can evolve to a higher self by being able to evaluate the pressures, the positives and the negatives, the levels of emotional impact, as well as the circumstance. Because a spirit is always evolving. Even after you're killed, your spirit, whatever evolved to that level before you died, literally has to go back and pick up where it left off. I know y'all, your minds is reeling, but this is just the truth. And here's the sad part. Most of us think when we die, we're dead. That's it. It's over. Lights out. No, it's not. And you know, many a time, people say, you know what? I had an out-of-body experience. Well, that's not beyond the realm of possibility. Because guess what? You can move in and out of your body anytime you want to if you open the door. I know it sounds strange, but we were taught wrong. That's why I encourage you to meditate. Meditation is time spent for you, by you. And as you grow in meditation, you're going to receive from those very ancestors the things that are going to open your eyes, that'll be a key to something that was right before you that you could never see before. And this is just truth. And those people who get offended because of what they were taught, how to do their own due diligence. Don't take what people say to be the gospel, so to speak. Because you'll find that they may be wrong. Or they wouldn't have to put so many terms in it. Life is very simple. We make it difficult. We make it hard because that's what we were taught. And the reason why we were taught that was because they wanted to keep us confused. It serves their purpose. It don't serve ours. And you know the sad part about it? A lot of our people, they look at that confusion and lie here. Straight up. They like the confusion. Perfect example of Kanye West. 400 years? Well, that sounds like a choice to me. Well, you sound like a fool to me. But, I mean, there is a lot of confusion. And the sad part about it is that some people want to accept the fact that they could do something about it, and other people are saying, oh, well, maybe he'll understand. I'm going to tell you something. After the wars are done and everything, if we haven't evolved to reach the level in which we can have a personal relationship individually with the Creator to allow Him to work through us, we have self-condemned ourselves. Because we're going to need some help with this. We are going to need help beyond the realm of possibility as we know it. But I'm telling you, I've seen things. We are not what they tell you we are. And when you start evolving and you start working on yourself, there'll be doors open and you're going to be seeing things. And you're going to be like, is this really happening? And you hear a voice that says, ask your will. Because your will be intact. That's what makes you conscious of what is going on. See, when you dream, your will is not intact. That's why you get that dreams and you fall in. When your will is intact, you can move through dimensions and see very clearly. What's so unique about it is the higher you evolve to your divine self in this sector, the greater the magnitude of spirit dwells in you. Let me repeat that. The higher you evolve in this vessel, the greater the spirit inside dwells in you. So regardless of what's going on around you, all you have to do is to not let it disturb you, and you stay on your course of self evolution. If you're meditating, learn it and evolve in it. If you're doing yoga, learn it and evolve in it. If you're doing Tai Chi, martial, anything you're doing where you have a mind-body connection, do it and evolve in it. Because as you do that, then your spirit can begin to yawn and stretch, and then your spirit will take over. And you will know it the moment it does, because the things you do will not be you. We are in a constant transitional stage when we want to grow. We are in a constant transitional stage when we want to be subjected. You see it every day and don't even know it. There are people out here that you wave to every day that carry such a burden on their shoulder they don't know what to do. Do you know why? Because a lot of them are not where you are. Period. Sometimes you can help, sometimes you can. Sometimes, like my wife said, just don't say nothing. Because a lot of people are not ready for where you are or where you want to go. And you have to accept that, because I've always said, not everybody's going to get through this. And don't get me wrong, I don't want you to think I'm putting a blueprint on me, because I may not get through this. But I understand the importance of knowing, regardless of what happens to me, where it happens at, I am prepared on a level that I can greet it. Think about it. What could be worse than what we've been through as people here? We're carrying the burdens of other people's identifying with what life and death is. Like, we're carrying the option. No, we don't carry the option for other people. You carry the option for yourself. That's why I had that show on bad habits and good habits. You carry that option for yourself. You want to smoke and eat red meat 4 days, 5 days a week, and go out and have meat and potatoes and moral acts with other people? You carry that burden yourself. Ain't got to do with me. You want to change? You want to start the evolution back to your divine self? Eventually, you're going to look and say, you know what? I don't know what you're doing, brother, but can you help me? On the path of life, it is not a person's purpose to lead you. It's their purpose to help you get back on course. if you get back on course, you can always wave and say thank you. And their life is in order, and your life is in order, then you both move on. I get so tired of people saying, well, so-and-so said that he'll help me. Listen, what are they doing to help you? Well, he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and show me this, and show me. Listen, I've heard of more women who have been seduced by people who call themselves mystics or metaphysicists, and they realize, you know, all they wanted to do was get into the goodies. That wasn't who they said they were. And there's a lot of those out there. All of us will not survive this. So you have to guard your heart. By all means, you must guard your heart. Because when you least expect it, something can happen that literally can change your view of people, of humanity, if you allow it. I'm going to tell you, I just had a transition in my family that was a setback for me. Had to deal with the farm, too. I mean, things came back to order, but it was a setback to me. And I loved this person. I loved this person most of my life. But I will not let the behavior of one person change me when it comes to the world. But I will put a little distance between us, because it could be detrimental to my emotional state, and why should I put it at risk? Sometimes things happen that don't need to happen, and listen, you have to understand that. And the reason why is because it wasn't you. People change. And sometimes they change for the better, and sometimes they change for the worse. But it's not for you to determine. Stay on your course. What we should be doing right now is we should be seeking everything out there that teaches us how to grow inwardly and transform outwardly. Because I'm going to tell you something. The time may come when you're needed. You can't perform with a street mentality. You must be able to sit down and hear what the need is, be able to put together a plan and go into a state of productive results. And the reason why I say a state of productive results, because literally whatever they need you for, if you decide that you can meet that need, you're going to have to prepare. It ain't just going to happen. You're going to have to prepare. That's why preparation should be a part of your daily lives. If you are obedient to no one else, be obedient to yourself. Because that is where your life and wellspring stems from. When you're obedient to yourself, it's easier to see others. I'm going to say that one more time. When you're obedient to yourself, it is easier to see others. Because then you start seeing more than what they project. But you might start seeing something you don't like. And it may not be to your best interest to tell them. Always look for your priorities to play a role in your decisions. Because when your priorities play a role in your decisions and you have given it some thoughts and you are ready to decide in your best interests, you hear me say all the time that when you come on here, when I come on here, I come on here as an act of love. It's not about, am I going to get something out of this? I always do. Matter of fact, Saturday, my wife had a old friend of hers who reached her 60th wedding anniversary. Oh, man, we went down and had a great time. I met this sister. She might have been 60, 65-ish. And she was saying, brother, I'm just so tired of trying to find people who are on my level. I said, well, what is your level? And we got to talk. I wouldn't be surprised if she's listening to Tando Radio tonight. Because she's at the door of her own personal growth, saying, listen, I want to help. I got, she has an educational background. She's been carrying a burden of a lot of children for a long time. I didn't want her to talk about that because I could see it was so much a part of her life. I listened to what she had to say about herself. And I told her, I said, you know what? A lot of the things that you're confused about, you could probably find just listening to Black Talk Radio. Different hours of the day. They talk about blacks in business, abolition, and the radio talks about a plethora of current events, as well as the monetary system. She said, really? Where is this at? Because a lot of people are hungry for these things. They just don't know where it's at. So I gave her my card. My wife wrote down phone number. She wrote it down, how to get to it on TuneIn. You see, you know, they're going to lay the whole thing out. The seat at the end, when we were going to leave, she was so excited to admit us.
Hey, Brother Davis, I appreciate Team Davis providing that information to people who they believe could use it, because while we have advertised, I don't want to say we've never advertised, because I did pay for some Facebook ads. Wasn't a lot of money to promote it to the African diaspora. I'm talking about the radio station. But most people find out either they do a search on the internet or somebody told them about it. So thank you for helping to spread the word.
Yeah, brother, I'm going to tell you something. We never know how what we do is going to come back. It's our responsibility to do something. And I'm going to tell you, my wife was telling me what her plan was. I really didn't know how it came to fruition, but she was pleased with whatever she did, and I'm glad. So you mentioned it to me. As she's listening, I know she's tickled, and she could very well be. But see, little things like that make a difference, all the difference in the world. That lady I was telling you about, that guy said she's probably listening tonight. Little things like that probably made all the difference in the world. We don't know where people are at. It's not us to judge. But if we could offer them an opportunity for them to tap into something that they're seeking but don't know where it's at, that's Black Talk Radio. Especially for black people. That's Black Talk Radio. You get an eclectic group of people here. And the best part about it, all of them can add a little something to help you get back on course to what you're trying to achieve. That's Black Talk Radio. Listen, this is Brother Davis. We're coming up on the last break, and I do want y'all to pick up your phones. Come on, y'all. I know there's got to be someone out there with a question that is, can open the doors for someone else that is listening. Give us a call so we can have a dialogue instead of a monologue. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Biggest setback in most people that don't want to face the truth is they don't like what they see in the mirror. Let me repeat that. The biggest setback for those who don't want to face the truth is they don't like what they see in the mirror. Recreate it. Listen. You do not have to stay where you are. You cannot begin to imagine what is in store for you if you don't think you're worthy of it. And I'm going to tell you something. You're worthy of everything. This life is designed to give you the blessings that every aspect of life, from smell to taste to touch to interact to sipping a cool glass of water. All these things can be a multitude of blessings depending on your perspective of yourself. You see, women now are starting to blossom at an earlier age. And y'all, you know, you going on Facebook and those places, you see them half dressed and they want you to think this has something to do with your spirit. It doesn't. It has something to do with where they are in the realm of their Western teachings. A perfect example is look at some of the dresses that were going through their proms this year. Some of these sisters look like that. They really go to the bedroom more so than the bed to a prom. And the sad part about it is that they don't want you to think negative of them. Listen, if you present yourself as trashy, people want to see you as trashy. We have to get them to understand that in order for you to see yourself as a king or a queen, you must know what a king or a queen is. And it's not someone who rules through seduction. That is a Jezebel. They have no idea of these things. See, why? Because in most cases, they're influenced more so than they're educated. You going to say something, Scotty?
Yeah, Brother David. So the kings and queens you talking about ain't the kings and queens of trap music, right? that the media puts in front of these young people. We ain't talking about the queen of trashy rap. We're not talking about the king of misogynistic rap. Okay, that's not the kings and queens Brother Davis talking about.
No. And plus, you have to understand, they're not kings and queens. They put a title on themselves for the attention. When you know kings and queens, because guess what? You've been in their presence. You've been places when their authority has presented itself with the moment they came in. And they look like they walk in that authority all the time. And even if they don't, they open the door for that conversation so you can be open to identifying for just meeting. I'm shouldn't use my wife and myself, but I am. Have you ever seen our pictures on Facebook? You always see a certain degree of authority. She doesn't dress like she's trying to get your attention. I don't dress like I'm trying to be overbearing. We have most of the time we're smiling, so it's a welcoming look. I mean, if you've seen us out and you walked up and said, hello, I just thought I'd come over and say hi, I'm subject to say, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? Possibly getting a conversation. That's just how we are. We have to be connected with the very community for the community to tap in to a higher source. And I have been places and people have seen me and my wife came in and said, man, y'all look like royalty. And that's what I was talking about. What? Well, I mean, it's your opinion. I just thought you might want to talk about it. Oh, yeah. Well, my name is Cecily. You never know how you're going to get into the conversation. But the whole thing is that people must understand we are you and you are us. There's no difference. It's just a perspective of which we live by. And if you change the perspective that you live, you can walk in any authority that you literally reflect and live by. I have a personal obedience about me. My wife has a personal obedience about her. These two are entirely different. I have nothing to do with hers. She has nothing to do with mine. Okay? But when we come together, you can see the harmony, not only in our marriage, but you could see us communicating with our eyes, with our touch. This is called external communication. When you're walking down the street and you're holding hands, that's external communication. See, people may not know you. They might like who the good woman might like what she sees in me and look for that moment when my wife turns around and says, hey, here's my number. Why don't you give me a call? You never know. But when they see that authority, if that's what they were thinking, it all dissipates. See, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand. We are so much more than your mind can imagine. When I say we, I mean us, we as a people. But we cannot get there if we don't do some work on ourselves. Everybody's not going to make it. I'm being very clear about that. Everybody's not going to make it. And whatever your specialty is, there is some need for it somewhere. So when the time comes and you come through for it, believe me, those people who are in the situations that you perceive as being authority is going to recognize that, and they're going to say, excuse me, you said you could do what? Could you come over here, please? Could you help us with this? Could you help us with that? What is your opinion here? Do you think this will work better? You see, what you want to do is find people that are suitable for the task at hand so that they can move in their authority. And when they got control, you don't have to stay there. You can go into the next area of need, because that's what we're doing. We're filling areas of need, and these areas of need may come out anywhere at any given time, and it may be somebody you don't even know. And let me reiterate, you do not have to know somebody to be the best thing that ever happened to them in the course of their day. And the best part about that is that you may not even know the magnitude of the impact. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, y'all have gifts far beyond your imagination, and their only reason being is because Westernism keeps your imagination in a damn matchbox. Let's start being objective with our imagination. Let's start focusing on what we're trying to achieve and shoot for the objective we want. And we could dismantle that matchbox. We can dismantle a whole lot of things. You know, I always used to wonder, why only 10 commandments? I mean, it was fleeting to me, but before I realized what the 42 commandments of my heart was about, that really, I thought there was just so many more things that it could be commandments about. Then I began to grow and understand that there was a purpose behind that. Then when I began to really study the 42 principles of my heart, I understood much clearer because of the system that was at work. So it was a growing process. And every one of us are in one, whether you like it or not. A girl said to me on Facebook, she was upset because Blackies, evidently, and I don't watch Blackies, but this is what she said. She said, Blackies, they're having marital problems now. I said, what? She said, Blackies. I said, okay, Blackies is the what, the black series, a sitcom or something? She said, yeah. She said, it just hurts my heart. I said, it hurts your heart that these black people on that TV series are having marriage problems. She said, yeah, it just seems so nice together. It seems like it'll work. I said, then that means that the series is doing what it planned. But we all have problems.
Hey, Brother Davis. You there? Brother Davis just muted. Got muted. You there, Brother Davis? Brother Davis, you there?
Can you give us your name and where you call us?
Yeah, this is Scotty again. You got muted somehow.
Okay.
You were talking about the Ten Commandments, and you asked yourself the question of why 10, and you didn't have any understanding why, you know, that seemed like so many. Until, if I heard you correctly, until, you know, you learned about the 42 principles of my eye. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, well, I thought, why 10? I didn't put a number on what it was or how many it was, because I just thought the fact that it was only the 10. And to me personally, I just felt like in my life I had learned through my military experience that, oh, there was more room for much more. But, I mean, I was young then. I was younger.
I understand.
Okay.
Well, my comment would be the teaching, which is in the Bible where the Ten Commandments are, but it's in the New Testament, that all of the commandments, and that's all the law, not just the Ten Commandments, but all the laws that's in Leviticus and Judges and other books in what, you know, King James put together and called the Bible. But the texts are what the texts are. But that the figure now known as Jesus said that you fulfill all the commandments and all the law by following two principles or following two laws. That's love the Creator with all your heart and love your neighbor as you would yourself. And all the law and the prophets is summed up in those two commandments. And to me, you were talking earlier about complicating things, and sometimes, you know, things are simpler than what they seem. And I would say that opened up my eyes to the simplicity of living what some people call a righteous life. By no means perfect, but striving to be righteous is to, and I don't talk publicly about my relationship with the Creator, but my relationship with other people, my relationship in treating them like I would want them to treat me, you know, that just really simplified it for me.
Excellent. I can identify with that. Believe me, I can identify with that, because literally, I was at a stage where I was just looking, and I just didn't think that there was, because of my experience, I didn't think it covered everything. Because I'm gonna tell you something, for those of you who don't know, or who have never been in a war, it is nothing. You cannot anticipate or expect anything, because what you least expect to happen will happen. And to me, I'm so grateful to the people who were around me when I came back, because I'm going to tell you, I was a basket case. I was a basket case. And that's really what kind of put me on the path to trying to strengthen my relationship with God. Because literally, at that stage, I just wanted to have solitude. And I had reached that point. I had reached that point, and that was the point which I needed at that time. So, I want people to understand this. You can teach yourself in the objective realm on many levels. One of the many levels that you can teach yourself is, as you've already heard me talk about, meditation. The reason why I focus on, try to give people an understanding of meditation, is because meditation is a classroom to other things. We have what is called intuitive knowledge. This intuitive knowledge will not come out in our conscious unless we awaken it in our subconscious. And if we awaken it in our subconscious, it's going to have a plethora of questions that you're going to want to ask. And when you start asking those questions, those answers are going to come, or those resources are going to come in order for you to find the answer. And sometimes it leads you to people. I'm telling you, sometimes it leads you to people. Matter of fact, I've met a person who I'm working with now with meditation, to my wife. And his name is Swami. I don't know, some of you may know him, you may not. Well, Swami studied under Shoho. Now, Shoho was a great meditator from Egypt, not Egypt, from India. And Swami studied under him for about 10, 14, something like that. A lot of years. So when we sat down and he started opening the door to meditation to me, it was profound. It was profound because literally I did not expect the experience that I had. And now we keep in close touch. Matter of fact, he doesn't live too far away from us in South Carolina. He has a center down there that he calls to help metaphysicists find rest. Common people may have metaphysical experiences that they really don't know how to deal with, and he literally is he's a very open person. When I say he's open, I mean he's receptive to many people on many levels. And literally he has equipment down there that can break your whole body system down on a knowledgeable level so that you can see the most minute cell. He has a Reiki massage on hand. The holistic nutritionist on hand. I mean, it's just, the facility's off the hook. And I go there sometimes just to sit down and talk. You might meet people there from all over the world. All over the world. Last time I was there, I met a brother from, I think he was from Soweto by way of Holland. So he migrated to Holland. And he had met Swami in Holland, and when he came to the States, he stayed down there a few days, and I happened to meet him the time that I was coming through, and my wife cooked us a fantastic meal. That's one of the things that Swami said, Erica, anytime you in my home, you do what you want. You cook anything you want. This is how he talks, very soft-spoken, rather. And I mean, you could sit down and get into a conversation with him that could be 5 minutes and change your life with 2 hours. He's just that type of person. He's very down to earth. He made me realize that no one, regardless of who you are, is anything special. But we all have the same thing. It's just how we awaken it. so that it can become a part of who we are, so that we can expand ourselves out to others. Because when you awaken something in you, there's someone else out there who has something in them that may be on the verge of opening up, and they don't realize it. He calls it the season of the flower. Every flower has its season, and it opens up. And the best part about it is that's when you see the true beauty, the fragrance of the flower. The appreciation factor goes to the roof. But one day I was thinking about having him come on the show and interviewing him, because he's quite a guest. But listen, I wanted to also add to, before the show is over, I wanted to add to let you know that you have to make the decision. It's yours. Now, you can stay here in the subjective realm. It's confusion enough for everybody. Or you can move into the objective realm and start building you. And when you start building, you reach out. If there's any way I can help, let me know. I have a plethora of information. Of course, you're going to run across information yourself. And sometimes people call just so you got a moment and just converse about something they come across, or a person that had an effect on them. It might be a 10-minute conversation. It might be half. It depends on my schedule and their schedule. But the main thing is, as people begin to grow, you're going to find out that when you walk in a certain degree of authority, they're going to call you and say, hey, you know, I heard you such and such. I was wondering if you had a minute. And before you know it, if I don't, I say, no, this ain't a good time. But I tell you what, why don't you call me on, it might be Monday night at 6 o'clock. I'm home. And we get to talking. I put Black Talk on in the background. Because you know what they eventually say? Who is that? What channel is that? But that's just bringing people into a greater understanding of self and what's going on around them and the resources that they can tap into. Remember, the subjective realm and the objective realm is around you all the time, 24/7. You can do what you want. And don't change the dynamic. Only thing that changes the dynamic is you. And when you're ready, go ahead and get started. Because I'm going to tell you something. Somebody's waiting on you. And when you do, you'll be surprised.
Brother Davis?
You may not be. Yes, brother. Please speak.
Man, Brother Davis, great, great show. I know that time is running out, because I know Max and Scotty have a guest coming on, the New Abolition Radio, so we're going to give them that time. This is a classic, classic, classic show. And this was a classic, classic part that Brother Davis gave through the whole thing. And it's just so many great parts. I love the flower shows its beauty once it opens up. And so many of us should be opening up to each other instead of coming with a closed ball fist. Brother Davis, thank you so much. The council, the great council of wisdom, is always on Wednesday with Brother Davis. So, hey, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here so that New Abolitionist Radio is coming on. They have a guest. I want them to be able to queue up. Brother Davis, much love, much respect. Give my regards to the Queen. Truly, truly appreciate you all. It's never goodbye,
same
everyone.
Same thing.
Yes, sir, Brother Davis. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And let me tell you something. My relationship with Brother Davis is so sincere and private. I don't have to talk to Brother Davis all the time, but Brother Davis, I know that I always have someone that I can always rely on at any given time, and he knows that with me, too. I love you, Brother Davis. Love, Sister Davis. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. New Abolitionist Radio is coming on right after Black Talk, Tando. So stand by for that. They're going to have a great guest. Talk to you soon. Peace. Thank
Gold
you, Brother Davis.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.